This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that it is a matter of immense pride for India that Archbishop George Guwahkar will be elevated as Cardinal by Pope Francis. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Government of India has sent a delegation led by Union Minister George Kurian to witness the ceremony. He added that prior to the ceremony, the Indian delegation also called on Pope Francis. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on the principle of seva as an intrinsic value of Indian culture. Addressing the BAPS Karyakar Suvarn Mahotsav in Ahmedabad virtually today, Mr. Modi called upon volunteers to contribute to nation building by achieving resolutions for the betterment of society. The Prime Minister applauded BAPS's efforts to evacuate Indian nationals during the war in Ukraine. Nearly 1 lakh volunteers from 30 countries across the world are taking part in the event. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said that no stone will be left unturned to achieve the target of a TB-free India. Addressing an event after launching the nationwide 100-day TB eradication campaign from Panchkula in Haryana, he expressed confidence that the TB eradication program will prove to be a milestone in making the country tuberculosis-free by 2025. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the second pre-budget consultation with various farmers' associations and leading agricultural economists in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi. She also held consultations with the stakeholders from micro, small and medium enterprises. The meeting was also attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary Secretary DIPAM and Secretary Department of Economic Affairs. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized the need for more innovative and participative diplomacy to resolve global conflicts. He pointed towards negotiations rather than continued warfare in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at a panel discussion on conflict mediation in a new era at the Doha Forum 2024 in Qatar today. The minister spoke about India's balanced role in the Russia-Ukraine conflict and expressed support for the global south affected by rising costs. He described India's role as a facilitator of dialogue representing the interests of over 125 countries affected by the conflict's economic fallout. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI, which was launched in 2016, has transformed financial access in the country. According to a study titled Open Banking and Digital Payments, Implications for Credit Access, UPI has enabled nearly 300 million individuals and around 50 million merchants to perform seamless digital transactions. As per the study, 75% of all digital retail payments in India were done through UPI by October last year. The study added that despite the credit surge, default rates did not rise, showing that UPI-enabled digital transaction data helped lenders expand responsibly. Syrian rebels have reported launched an operation to encircle government-held capital city of Damascus after seizing nearby towns. The spokesperson of the rebel coalition led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, HTS group, said the final phase of their operation to encircle Damascus has started. However, the Syrian Defense Ministry denied that their forces are withdrawing from the Damascus region, accusing the rebels of spreading panic. India has advised its nationals to avoid all travel to Syria until further notification in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asian nation. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol survived an impeachment motion in the opposition-led parliament after members of his party boycotted the vote. The motion was brought by the opposition over the president's attempt to impose martial law earlier this week. In the World Chess Championship, the 10th game between Indian Grandmaster D. Kukesh and defending champion Ding Liren of China ended in a draw in Singapore today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.